This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Good morning, Sicko. This is Robert.
Good morning, Robert. Everything good?
Yes, sir. How about yourself?
Couldn't be better. I'm here. I made it. All right. Galveston right now. Well, sponsors today, Hunter's Extravaganza Show. That's coming up. The CCA Star Tournament and Texan Roofing. Right now, it's 84 down on the island in Galveston. Feels like 93. They're calling for partly to mostly cloudy skies with scattered thunderstorms during the morning. And a high of 89 today. South-southeast winds 5 to 10. That rain chance is 40%. Looking at radar, there's scattered showers all out through the Gulf. And nothing major right now. They hadn't developed into anything big all the way down almost to the Bay of Campeche. Looks like a little bit of a low down that way also. But tonight, about a 20% chance of a stray shower or thunderstorm. And low of 83, wind south-southwest at 5 to 10. And looks like tomorrow, partly cloudy, throwing about a 20% chance in a thunderstorm. Southwest winds 10 to 15. So it's a normal rain chance for this time of year. Looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have a low at 3:01 a.m. that occurred. It's an 0.7. Then a high coming up at 9:49 a.m. It's a 1.1. Then a low at 5:24 p.m. It's an 0.3. Three tides today. 6:39 a.m. at sunrise. 8:12 p.m. sunset. And our moon phase is 67%. We're getting off the backside of that full moon and get away from that as much as we can. But and looking at current conditions around the complex, the buoy 22 nautical miles east of Galveston offshore out there, it's 84 degrees, 87 degree water, south winds at 9 to 11, and at Eagle Point, it's 85 degrees with 89.6 degree water. Boy, the bay water's getting warm. South winds at 9, and at Morgan's Point, it's 84 degrees with 88 degree water, southwest winds at 6. Barometric pressure is 30 inches and steady. So there you have it. All right, let's go to the Tri-Bay area and let's check in with a hammer this morning, see what's up with Captain Glenn Hammond. Hammer, what's up, man?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you doing, brother?
Couldn't be better. It's all good. And you?
Great. Living the dream, boss. Yeah. Living the dream. Started off the week, man. Had a couple of trips early in the week and man, the wind actually laid back a couple of days this week, and I heard of a couple of decent reports coming out of the surf, so it was really starting to look good about Wednesday. Tuesday really laid back, but anyway, on Sunday, I had Dave Singer and his dad, Dan, and their nephew, Chris, come go with me, and using live shrimp underneath the popping cork, we had, we had about four specks. We had one black drum and a mess of croakers and sand trout. But everywhere we stopped, we had some action. It was really fun for them because his dad's just under 80 years old, and his little nephew, a young guy, Chris, and they had a great time, man. I mean, just to have the action and something tugging on your line. They hadn't been out fishing for a while, and this guy Dave, he's came with me quite a few years now, and I really respect his business. His family's awesome, and anyway, I took them out, showed them a great time on Sunday. Monday, I had a buddy of mine come by, and we just went out for bullcorn just to go out and, you know, buddy around. And hey, man, we threw top waters. It was slick as glass, no wind, calm as could be, buddy. I mean, you couldn't buy a breath of air. And I would rather fish with a 20 mile an hour chop on the water than I would with 0 mile an hour, because it just, some reason or another, I never can get it going when it's that slick, calm. But we struggled. I mean, we struggled. We, you know, we would have sent him home with some fish if we could have, but that wasn't the case, buddy. We got our butts handed to us. I mean, I'm sitting here smiling and laughing because I can't believe we actually wanted to catch some fish, and we went several places, and we just couldn't get it going. So we caught a speck and a flounder that were both 15 inches on the button. I let them both go. No way I'm going to take a chance on a fish.
No, they'll shrink up. You pack them in ice, they'll shrink.
You bet. Let them grow, man. Let them grow. It don't take that long. I'd much rather see
I got a 16-inch rule on my boat. If you got to even think there about measuring it, don't even think about it. Just chunk it. If it's 16, But if they keep them, it'll save you some pain later.
You bet. You bet. Be an embarrassing situation that you could avoid.
Wouldn't it be embarrassing to get a ticket for a pencil?
No, man. I'm sorry, sir, but that flounder is 14 and three quarters.
I know.
You know what I mean? And you know it's going to shrink, and I've seen it. I mean, all that ice draws them up, buddy. But anyway, we struggled, and we had another mess. I got this great blue heron we called George. He hangs out at the fish cleaning table. So we got back. I had a few little old sandies and a few croakers. And shoot, man, we fed the birds. He didn't want them. Yeah, Harry didn't want to take them home. And I don't put fish in the freezer anymore unless we're going to eat it fresh, man. That's the only way I do it.
Anymore.
No more fish in my freezer. My brothers are always calling me. Hey, man, how much chops you got in the freezer? Zero. Why? Why aren't they biting? No, I just don't freeze it anymore. Just don't do it. Let's go catch it fresh. Come on,
well,
man. We'll go get you some.
Well, a whack job now is five fish apiece. Everybody, whoa, got my limit. Whacked them. We got a two-man limit. Whack job. Boy, that's, yeah, five fish.
Five whole fish.
Five whole pencils.
Oh. I worked
the
on
bar.
My
the bar has definitely been lowered on the coast when it comes to fishing. It's definitely lowered. But you know, think about what you're doing, throwing popping corks and live bait. People get plenty of action, whether it's catching, you know, multi-species of fish, and you know, it makes for a better day when the corks going under for them.
Well, the bar's lowered. The amount of pressure that our fishery is under. Every day, every single day, every boat ramp, every bait camp I know of down here, man, oh, man, oh, man, is there some traffic and people are going after them, buddy.
I know. They can't keep enough bait for everybody.
No, they can't. The bait camps can't keep up at all. And, you know, we just went through that freshwater deal where the shrimp was dying as fast as they had run it in. And you better have some good oxygen on your boat or something. Anyway, they're the bait camps will get a little bit, a second run about 9:30 in the morning. They start coming in with the boats, but if they have any at all at daylight. But hey, man, I've been working on my left side of my boat trailer. Man, they drive me crazy. You know, usually it's a ground problem. Well, I should have went and launched the boat and had my wife stay with it and come over and work on the trailer. Would have been a lot easier than me laying up underneath on the gravel trying to put me a pad down there. And old 67-year-old hammer laying down on the ground. I was rolling around like a beach walrus, buddy. I mean, I never realized how out of shape I was till I started getting under that boat trailer. Anyway, I
couldn't get our age when you're laying on the ground working on stuff, man. It
I can't hardly get up.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Anyway, it's a
need one of those laugh alert buttons, you know, where you can just push a button. Help! I'm falling. I can't get up. Melinda can run out there and pick you up.
I told her. I said, keep an eye on me, man. Go watch for my legs kicking underneath that boat trailer. But you know, I regrounded some ring terminals, and I did this. I did everything except to replace the harness where it plugs into the truck. And that's the only thing I haven't done to get it to work. I think it's a bad fixture. It's one of the pole light fixtures. You know, they're all they got a little side light, and they come all in.
So
one
your grounds
piece.
Are good. Is it aluminum trailer?
Yes, sir, and I re-drilled the holes where it was oxidized and where they were grounded.
Have you got a little, like a small grounding wheel? Pull that light off and grind down that aluminum. Get it real, you know, get all the oxidation off of it and then bolt your light back on there. Do it both sides, front and back, where your bolts and everything will ground through there good. And I bet you that's what it is, the ground. It's just not grounding because it's oxidized.
Well,
I have to do that to mine on occasion.
I pretty much did that yesterday. And a matter of fact, I even abandoned the old little hole, and I drilled me new little holes through there and rebonded it to a fresh part of aluminum, you know, and that still ain't doing it. So I got a suspicious feeling that it's the light fixture. I've been just up. They're a few years old, you know, the boat trailer's a couple years old now, and it's a. They take a lot of bounce and a lot of beating.
Oh, they do.
Man. There's a lot of rattling.
Go to Academy and get you a twin pack of those LED lights and throw them on there and be done with it.
I think I will, Captain.
For the real good ones, the good LEDs are about $70 for a pair of them, but they last forever. They're a lot better than what comes on them trailers. Way better.
Well, it's about time for me to do it because I sure
look good
to get
at night
pulled
pulling
over
down the road. You're all lit up. It looks big time.
Oh, yeah. Hammer looking good. Got all them lights working, man. No, I get up sitting and I move around and haul so much in the early morning hours. And man, I want my stuff right. I don't want to be dragging stuff down the road with no tail lights and this and that. Abide by the law. But anyway, I'm in a tournament today and Saturday. It starts today. Yep, and I'm going to fish a little bit with my wife today. She's on the team. And then tomorrow, I got a buddy of mine, a police officer down here that I'm fishing with. And it's the BACH, B-A-C-H tournament. It benefits the children served by Brazoria County Association for Citizens with Handicaps. Yes, sir. And it's, you know, pay it forward a little bit. Everything, all the proceeds go to handicapped people. And we're going to do our best to try to put us on. We can trout red and flounder division with the inshore division. I ran into Naylon Naylor over there, old Captain Jeff.
Oh, Jeffrey.
Yeah, he's going to be doing the offshore division of it. So,
good.
Had a nice little visit with him yesterday. And anyway, it's all good in the Tri-Bay area, Captain Mickey. Bait camps are holding bait. If you get there early, if not, wait till about 10 o'clock. You'll come back in with those boats.
All right.
And I'll have you a good report about this tournament.
All right. Well, let me know. I'll get
yes,
with
sir.
You. Well, Glenn, good job. And hey, if somebody wants to call you about coming over and hooking up, give them some info, buddy.
Yes, sir. They can reach me at my cell phone, 713-208-0683, or find me on Facebook at coastalconnectionguide.com. Thank you, Captain Mickey. I appreciate
you, thank
buddy.
You, Glenn. Have a good weekend. I'll check in with you Sunday morning. We'll see what's
you
up.
You got it.
Later, man. All right, that's the Hammer over in the Tri-Bay area. And I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Hunter's Extravaganza Show. That's the granddaddy of all hunting shows. It returns to Houston. That's coming up August 6th through the 8th, and it'll be at the NRG Center. And it's a 2021 Hunter's Extravaganza Show. You can bring the whole family, bring the kids, too, to see the Gator Country's huge gators they'll have there. With hunting season right around the corner, come check out all the cool stuff hunters need for this season. Scope out the biggest and best in camo, blinds, feeders, ATVs, optics, game calls, and a whole lot more. And zero in on your next hunt with the world's most premier outdoor outfitters and guides all under one roof. So get on over and check it out firsthand. You can track down all the greatest giveaways and attractions at the Hunters Extravaganza Show, where hunters from across Texas and beyond gather each year. Go to huntersextravaganza.com, a Texas Trophy Hunters production.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
What are you coon hunting again?
Yes, sir.
Y'all ain't ever going to run out of coons up there, man, no matter how many you kill.
I know. I keep feeding them about 5 tons of corn a year. I don't know why in the heck they keep showing up. But, you know, that's the thing. You know, them rascals, they get pretty dang wild out here and taking over, so you got to clean the herd every once in a while.
Well, I bet they're fat rascals, corn-fed.
You ain't kidding. These tongue guns are. They are just...
Get out of here, you furry bastard.
Johnny B.
he slipped that one in on us, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Turkey.
Ever gotten out one of those little Fox Pro calls and put the crow call on?
Put the fighting crows on there. There won't be a crow. You won't see one within miles, and in 5 minutes, you got crows coming in.
Everywhere. I mean, they come flocking in. You put that Johnny's to it. Goodness, I'll tell you what, that's something else on it, man. That is hilarious. I sit around the house and I'll do that every once in a while. I'll put that thing in the yard. And like you say, there won't be a crow around. And you got that thing on, and here they come. I mean, and they're diving and bombing and won't know what's going on and who's fighting.
Oh, they're coming in there ready to fight, man. At least watch the fight.
It is comical as it can be.
Boy, that's some cheap redneck entertainment right there.
It is, isn't it?
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 417 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run up to Fayette County Reservoir and check in with our good friend, Mr. Bob Green. Bob, good morning. What's up?
Well, good morning. How you doing?
Oh, I'm alive and well, kicking like a chicken, baby.
At least we got a pretty stable weather pattern here lately. I mean,
yeah, we do. It's just hot, that's all. But, hey, that's what it's supposed to do this time of year, is get hot.
Well, yeah, here we are at the end of July. August is just about on us, and hard to wait to them little September cool fronts, hopefully.
Yeah,
I'm going to hold you to that. Those smokes.
I hadn't seen many of them in the last few years, September fronts like we used to get for dove and teal season. I remember those days.
Yeah. I remember always around the second or third week of September, we'd go up and start stirring up some dirt and throwing some oats and stuff like that in there. And you'd wake up one morning and be nice, cool, and brisk. And say, yeah, you're right. It's been a while since that.
It has.
It's happened. Oh, boy.
It really has.
I was sitting there listening to that, you know, those recording you played before.
Sound bites.
Get us on there. Yeah, I was listening to Richard talk about them coons. corn-fed fat coons. And thinking, boy, every night I look out there and there's little eyeballs all over the place. And them coons are getting be about the size of them small pigs.
Oh, they get
anyway.
Hey, when they're corn fed like that and living high on the hog with somebody that keeps their feeders full, they corn put weight on a coon.
No, gosh, yeah, there's some good sized ones out there.
I like some of those bean cam pics when it shows a hog sitting under a feeder and a coon will be on his back trying to stand up and reach under there and spin that feeder. Have you seen some of those photos like that? It's hilarious.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one, but I've got about here when
nasty,
the coon,
man.
Yeah, that will be hanging upside down on the feeder with something underneath them.
Yeah,
yeah, they don't scare each other. I mean, the deer stand there with them, and you know, those deer are watching. You know, they'll sit there and eat with a squirrel. Anything, I guess, out of nature, maybe it doesn't scare them. But,
oh, I've seen coyotes come out on a sendero in South Texas and sit there and eat corn with a deer. Deer don't spook or anything.
They're all eating don't corn, bother man. Them.
Everything loves corn.
Yeah, but really, is there any real nutritional value out of corn?
Not really. I mean, for them pretty things. Much candy for them. Well, the coons get fat off of them. Blaine's deer stay pretty healthy eating corn. You know,
I tell you what's been eating. What's really been eating my corn right now is those what do you call them, squealer ducks?
Oh, hey, you want squealer ducks in your yard? Throw you about 100 pounds of corn out every week. They come in just about. I was over at a friend's house yesterday evening. And we're sitting there on his patio trying to talk, and you couldn't talk. It was so loud. All the squealers coming in eating corn out of his backyard.
Yeah, well, I counted six out there one morning. No, more than that. And then, I mean, gosh, you can hear them coming for forever. And they'll circle, and they'll go to one feeder to the other. So I'm thinking, well, shoot, I sure am spending a lot of money on feeding, you know, these squealer ducks and raccoons.
What and I the deer South still Texas seem like they're... when the sandhill cranes start coming to your corn, and they scare the deer off. Those deer don't like them sandhill cranes.
Oh, really?
No, they don't like
them. They're too big.
Yeah, they're big, and that noise they make, that cackle, when they're cupped up coming in, it just boils deer look up in there up in the sky, and they take off. They bolt.
Mm. Oh, well, our pattern up here is pretty much going to be the same till probably around September. I know we'll go through the same thing we're going through now all through August.
Right.
Still no sign, doesn't surprise, no sign of schooling fish. Big bait balls out there. I told you that, I think I told you last week that Bastrop, they're still schooling. Got a report, you know, somebody went up there and said, yeah, they were schooling out by the dam, which is normal for them on that lake.
Right.
Usually on the dam and over on the north side. But I remember going out there one time about 3 or 4 years ago, and everybody was sitting in one spot out there, and those fish were schooling. I mean, where you could see them, like it used to be at bed, and nobody could catch them. I saw 15 boats throwing everything you can imagine out there, and I think somebody finally caught one with a cane pole and whatever was on the end of it. You know, it was the weirdest thing.
I wonder if it's just less fish. You need more, a bigger fish population for that schooling, or what? Wonder what it is.
No, I mean, nobody seems to know. You know, you have people say, oh, well, they're still schooling, but, you know, they're just under the water schooling. Well, that's really not schooling. That's feeding.
They're feeding. On the coast, you know, in the bay, the years that we have a lot of trout, I mean, birds work all summer long. You know, that's schooling action, just like you're talking about. And we're not seeing that right now because we just don't have that many vast schools where they're really – I guess these fish have to really get balled up and really get on a good school of bait to cause that to happen. And now in the surf, you know, birds are working all that shrimp. And there's a ton of fish in the surf right now. Tons of fish.
Well, I tell you what, I'd sure love to see it. I could open my little books up and start calling and be booked every day if they were schooling.
Exactly.
It's one of those things. It's usually during them hot months now that I try to tend to everything else I got to tend to.
Yeah,
of course, you know, we
do it late.
Yeah. Well, I told you we had that got rear-ended week before last. So I'm still dealing with insurance over this. So I took my truck in yesterday to get an appraisal on it, and the appraisal was only like, well, it didn't sound like much to me for what it did. It was around $2,600. I'm thinking, now they're going to gripe about that. And so now I'm having to argue with them over $2,600 claims been being rear-ended. You know, if I was them, I wouldn't be arguing with somebody with that small a claim and no injuries. Oh, well, that's dealing with insurance and people.
Oh, yeah.
And of course, nobody at the scene was hurt, but everybody now is hurt and lawyered up. So, that was in Beaumont where all that happened at.
Oh,
Lord. I tell you what, man, the Beaumont police was Johnny on the spot and just as professional as you can be. And, my hat was off to all of them, but I was really impressed with them guys. So anyway, fishing, hot water, 95, you know, hot fish, you know, get them right back in the water pretty quick. get them headed back down to about that 12, 13 feet where that the water's nice and cool. You know, deep diving crankbait, if that's just what you want to do, if you find a pot of fish or somewhere out there, I just don't like them. I mean, we've talked about that before. Other than that, you know, deep holes, Carolina rig, drop shot, I've actually done better. Not that you're going to, well, I'm going to say you can't catch that bigger fish, but the two fish I've ever caught over 9 pounds were on a jigging spoon, bouncing it up and down, you know, on a hump or an old pond dam or something like that, or out on a road bed. But they're still moving. You get over the top of them, you may catch 3 or 4 fish, you may catch 6 or 7 fish out of it, and then you've got to start looking again. I guess that's where that live scan come in handy. They just turn that trolling motor around and look around for you.
Yep.
But since I don't have all that, I got to find them the old-fashioned way. That's just the way it's going to be for a little while. So,
summer doldrums.
I'm trying to think what. Sir?
Summer doldrums.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. That's all right. I finally got everything around here mowed pretty good. Of course, what's really fun is I had to take the boat to shop because the lower unit was leaking. All this happened in the same week. It's not really a boo-hoo story, but coming back from Brendan with the boat, it was so much fun blowing a tire out on 290 and trying to get to the side of the road to fix it. Man, I mean, there wasn't a center of that tire left because you couldn't. I mean, 18-wheelers, cars, 290 at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, even up here, it's busy.
It's plumb nasty.
So I pulled over, you know, and I'm here I go again, got to get the spare out from under the bow, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then I get to the last lug nut, and it won't come loose. So I stand on the tool, of course, you know. I put a little extra weight on it. Well, then the whole little nut and all spins from the inside of the hub. So now,
the lug bolt was turning.
Yeah, the lug bolt was turning.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, okay, so here you are now. So I called the neighbor. He puts his welding torch in the truck, and he's gonna head in my direction. And it was hot as you know what out there,
man.
And I'm thinking, now how am I going to do that? You can't, the backside of it, you can't really get to put anything on it. And so, I mean, I had just about had it. I was soaking wet, and I'd been sitting there nervous about all them trucks. My wife's sitting in the truck, and I'm thinking, well, this is really a crappy place to be. Yeah, got in the truck. She said, well, I said a prayer. You know, I don't know if it'll help or not, but it can't hurt. I sat in the truck for about 10 minutes, went back there. And, you know, I had to strap the tire down to where it wouldn't spin because I was in a spot where I couldn't get the jack out from under it. I mean, just everything was going wrong. And so I took that strap off so that tire would spin a little bit. And so I just kept, you know, pushing it to where it was kind of tight and letting the weight of the wheel go back and forth. And I just did it like 4 or 5 times. That sucker just, boom. Came loose, and you could feel the whole thing spinning, but that lug nut came off there by hand. Now, you explain that. I mean, it was just unbelievable.
I know. I'm an old tire man. That doesn't make sense. I've had to take a cutting torch and just cut them off, you know, right next to the rim.
Yeah.
And just
that's
cut it
what
off
we were going to have to do.
Off. Yeah.
Well, anyway, that lug nut. Well, I did. I mean, when I pushed on the end of it, it just fell out the back side of it. Now that just made no sense whatsoever. So
yeah, so hey. the lug bolt, you pushed it all the way through and did away with it.
Yeah. I just pushed it all the way through.
You can run four on it now. You press another one in that hub. Yeah, you can,
that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
I was surprised how rusty it was.
Yeah, it doesn't take long. Wait till you get down to this salt water and watch how.
Oh, no. Well, it's got a new $100 tire on it, so it's good now.
Wow.
My poor old, I think my poor old spare was from like oh, I don't know, but it's got me back home twice already, so it's good enough.
Yeah, those get old. But anyway, sitting on a trailer and you never use them, it's always good to look at your spare after about 4 or 5 years. They'll start dry rotting and cracking and all that. It's hard to trust them.
But that was my story for this week anyway.
Well, that'll work. That's not a good place to be on the side of the busy highway trying to change a tire, man. A lot of people get killed like that.
Boy, that's in your head. You're
look
about
at all the cops that
time.
Get hit, you know, every year.
People steer right
into them looking to see what they're doing. They'll just steer the car right into their car or them. It's crazy, man.
Well, I was rear-ended by drunk 3 times in the department. So it's a magnet to that light. But anyway, I know you got to go. 281-460-9200 or FayetteCountyBassFishing.com. It's all going to get better.
Yes, sir. All right, Bob. Have a good one, man. Yeah. Stay cool if you can. All right, buddy.
I'll try. Thank
you. Take care. All right, that's Bob Green up at Fayette County. You know, the 32nd annual CCA Texas Star Tournament's currently going on. That started Memorial Day weekend. It'll run through Labor Day, and it's not too late to get signed up. There's still a ton of prizes out there, folks, up for grabs. It's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Tilson Homes, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. And with this catch-and-release program after the February freeze event, what the CCA did was stock 180 tagged redfish into inshore waters along the Texas coast. And what that does is triple your chances of winning great prizes from Star. Be sure and check your redfish for tags when you catch them, because you never know, it could be you the next winner. Go to startournament.org. That'll give you all your info for rules, entry, and prize information. And your offshore anglers, the Snapper Division's back, and heaviest red snapper, that'll win you a Polaris Ranger Crew 570 EFI with a Big Tex trailer to pull it on. Sign up at startournament.org, 713-626-4222. And other great sponsors sponsoring the Star, like Whataburger, Shellwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, McLean Trailers, just to name a few. Startournament.org. Sign up today. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 534 here in the Bayou City. Let's run down Matagorda Way now. Let's check in with old Captain Tommy Alexander. Tommy Boy Alexander. Tommy, what's up?
What's up, Mickey?
Not a lot. Tommy Boy. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Chris Farley.
Yeah. Good movie. That's a classic.
Well, you're a little cuter than him, but I won't throw that out there too much for you, but...
I don't know about that, but yeah, that was a good movie. I watched it many a times. Hell, what's up, Mickey?
Man, you tell me. Y'all been fishing all week with the surf's been calm down there. Understanding y'all got quite a few fish in the surf when you can get out there.
Man, it's I don't even know what you can say about this week. It's kind of like a dream week. It was one of those weeks that we've been waiting for, you know what I mean?
It's amazing how it turns around for you, isn't it?
God. I mean, that surf has just been ridiculous. I mean, at least 3 days for sure, maybe 4. But at least 3 days was good.
Yeah.
Like real good. You know? And, you know, I don't even know what else you can say. It was just one of them. You could do whatever you wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
It was reds, trout. I mean, it was kind of whatever you wanted to do. And some people were going, I mean, I didn't do it because I probably should invest in some new offshore tackle, you know, just to have it. But
right.
There was a lot of guys that would go into, you know, they'd go to the surf and they'd catch trout and reds early, and then they'd run offshore and catch a couple of ling and whatever else, you know. I saw mixed boxes at the flay table this week of trout, reds, ling, mahi. I mean, they were bringing in everything all in the same cooler, you know. Huh. I've seen that several times this week.
Yeah, I had a listener yesterday text me a photo of him and his buddy. They caught some really nice fish in the surf yesterday morning, but he said, man, the sharks were just horrible. They were eating all their fish mm-hmm. up. They were barely able to put a stringer together because sharks were eating all their fish off stringers.
Well, yes, I can see that wading. They're wading.
Looked like a couple of guys about my age. Looked like just good old salts and holding up pretty mess of fish. But, sometimes a man's got to get out of the water and get in the boat to keep sharks off of him.
I believe that because every day that I was in the surf this week, we caught at least three or four sharks on lures.
Oh, yeah, on top. You know, they're crushing top waters right now. Sharks are.
Yeah.
Chartreuse top waters.
I mean, I guarantee we caught 10 or 12 sharks this week on tails.
Lord.
You know, so they're out there. I mean, I've seen them swim by the boat. And I've seen them everything from 12 inches long to 4 foot, 5 foot, you know?
Yeah.
I seen one swim by the boat one day that was probably 5 footer. Went right in front of the trolling motor and, shot in front of the trolling motor and left a big old wake and headed like towards offshore, but it was a big one.
Man, I remember I snuck up on a tarpon one time. We were trout fishing down at Sabine in the channel. Just inside the jetties working those ledges, and I guess that tarpon was just sitting there, idling around, just cruising around on top. I bumped him with a trolling motor, and he jumped out of the water. It almost gave me a heart attack. I almost fell off the bow of the boat. I popped him right in the back. Glad he didn't jump in the boat. He would have destroyed it.
Right. Right. Yeah, it was. So I seen a lot, and I can imagine, but you know what I didn't see a lot of is wade fishermen. I mean, all the days I was in the surf, I just didn't see a lot of people wading it. I mean, I know some did. I think Bink did yesterday, and I think he caught them wading maybe yesterday. Yeah. But I just didn't see a lot of people out of the boat, all week long when I was out there.
Well, if you do it right and you know what you're doing out of a boat, you can catch those fish in the surf, unless they get in there real, real tight. But
Even if we were catching them in the first gut. It was caught. Yeah, I had the trolling motor down, and we were kind of driving on the second bar. My GPS would say, my GPS were saying like 3 foot where my boat was, and then we were throwing in like to the beach. I mean, you could almost hit the sand.
That's perfect.
A good caster could hit the sand from where I was at and then pulling it back, and we were catching them for sure each day, the first 2 hours. They were in that first gut. And then after that sun come up, they would move on out. But
sure, they'll roll out deeper the sun gets up.
I was throwing that first gut to the beach. Good. Yeah. I would put in, if you had a top water where I was located, you could put it on the sand and then pull it out, and they were hitting it. And it didn't matter what color. I mean, there wasn't any kind of, people have been asking me what I've been throwing it. Any paddle tail. I was just throwing quarter ounce jig heads with paddle tails, and it didn't really matter what color. Just put on a quarter ounce jig head and paddle tail and throw it up there and reel it back, and you'd get them.
Is the size of the fish good? Are they decent fish?
Yeah, I haven't had anything big. I haven't seen anything. I mean, everything I caught was, anywhere from like really 12 inches to maybe 20.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest trout I caught in the surf all week was maybe 20 inches.
Yeah.
21 inches was the biggest fish I saw. I'd say the average fish I caught this week was about 17. At about 17 inch range.
Right.
16 and a half, 17 was the average fish I was catching. Big enough. I mean, they were a keeper. You wouldn't even have to measure them, but they weren't big. But I did have a few. That one day, the first 4 or 5 we caught was around 20 inches. It seemed like they started off around 20 inches,
mm-hmm.
and then they kind of went a little bit smaller. But then little fish. We caught a lot of little ones. I caught a lot of undersized trout, 12, 13 inches, too. They were mixed in there.
Yeah, there's a lot of that in the bay right now, along the channel area.
Yeah.
Up our way.
And skipjacks, too. Skipjacks. We caught a lot of skipjacks. Ladyfish were thick a couple days. I had to move once because they were just eating us up. It was overcast. I had to get up on plane and move down the beach about a half a mile.
Nasty.
God.
And they're a live bait fisherman's nightmare.
Yes.
And if you're trying to throw shrimp in a popping cork, they're a nuisance. They'll eat all your bait up. I run a couple old timers come in at Thompson's last year. We were sitting around and they come in. I said, "Well, how'd you boys do?" He said, "Man, we ran out of bait. We bought 2 quarts of bait and we got 3 keeper trout and the skipjacks ate the rest."
ate the rest.
Fed the skippies.
And I believe that. That's a true statement.
That's nasty.
And one day I had some guys, we were fishing, and I let them borrow, they didn't have any rod and reels or anything, so I gave them all some spinning rod and reels, and I had them rigged with popping corks.
Right.
And a mixture of gulp and voodoo shrimp and everything else on them popping corks, and they smoked them that way too.
Yeah.
And then ladyfish too, though. Boy, a ladyfish will eat a gulp up too.
Oh, and man, all that flipping around and all, you know, yeah, popping cork and all the tangling up and just, they're nasty, man.
Yeah, they'll eat it up. But it was whatever you wanted this week. I mean, it really was it was a dream week, for us. It was one of them weeks that we've been talking about. We've been wanting to happen all year.
Wouldn't it be nice if that surf would go slick from June all the way on? No telling what people catch.
About 3 months straight of it.
Oh yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, no, it was good. And I said it's funny to see people come into the table and they dumped their cooler out and they got ling mixed with trout,
dolphin, trout, reds. That's pretty cool.
I'm telling you, I've seen that this week 2 or 3 times. People have ling, dolphin, trout, and reds. All in
the beachfront would get right back when in my younger days, it was not uncommon to catch kingfish in the surf either.
Right, yeah. No, I've heard people catch them at the end of the jetties,
Oh, we catch them in the surf waiting down by the pad.
Yeah. Wow.
Get a smoker on the trout rod. That's fun.
Yeah, one smoke it up.
Yeah.
You know what? I really hadn't seen any snook this week. I'm kind of surprised at that, but, I figured somebody would have popped a snook, but.
Yeah.
But that's the one thing I hadn't seen is any snook. Other than a dead one, somebody had left it at the harbor. There was probably a 5 or 6 pound snook dead laying on the harbor this week. Now we don't know who put it there, but just a big old snook laying up on the pier dead.
Wonder what that was about.
Yeah. And I don't know. We didn't know what that was about.
Well, that was a waste of a good eating fish right there.
I mean, it was a solid 5 or 6 pound fish. Yeah. It was a big one. We don't know what, it didn't have any head. The head was gone. The head was gone, just the whole body laying there.
They must have forgot to put it back in their cooler.
I don't know what happened. We didn't know. But very good week.
Yeah, that's a dead dock shot to remember.
Yeah, really.
Left behind snook without a head on it.
I almost tripped over it whatever morning that was, Tuesday morning or something, Wednesday morning.
Right.
And one of the mornings it was, I almost tripped over it. I was walking up. It was dark. Man, what is that, man? I looked down there and said, got my phone light out, flipped it on, looked close. That's about a 5 pound snook laying there. No head.
Unreal.
Yeah.
That was a waste. Well, all right, Tommy. Well, I'm glad you're having a good week. And, no matter how bad it gets, it always turns around for us.
Yeah, always comes back.
Take the good with the bad, buddy. All right, man. Well, somebody wants to come down and hook up with you and go fishing, give them some info, man.
All right. Well, they can look me up at Tommy Alexander or Captain Tommy Alexander online. Just give me a call at 979-709-8242.
All right, Tommy boy. Good talking to you, man. Have a good weekend. I'll check in with you next week.
Yeah, you too, Mickey.
All right, buddy. See you.
All right.
All right, that's Captain Tommy Alexander in Matagorda. Now we're going to go down to South Padre, get hooked up with Captain Brian Barrera. Hey, Brian, what's up?
Hey, sir, how you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Pretty good, just getting ready to do some fishing.
Imagine
that. Start my day out.
Fishing is life. Yep. Life is fishing.
Another day. Here we go. At least the fishing's been decent. I mean, the last 2 days have been pretty tough. In general, this week we've had a very weak of fishing.
You still running them poons?
Every day. every day I'm chasing tarpon right now. That's what I've been doing. That's what I did all week. We caught some big ones. It's been today. I might actually do a little bit of different stuff and try to go get some mangrove snapper. Going to try to get some tarpon early, but we got that big old TIFF tournament happening down here. So,
There's going to be about 40 extra boats on the water today. Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have some pressure down there.
Yeah. Yep. So we're going to do a couple of things different. Like, you know, when everybody's zigging, it's time to start zagging. Go chase some mangrove snapper like that. Do a little bit of everything today. See what sticks to the wall.
Well,
see how it goes. We've been, you know, pretty good. We've had extremely calm weather, flat weather for the beach. You know, to go around the beach and look for big redfish, tarpon, whatever kind of cool things you like to find. You know, outside the breakers out there, and it's been nice. You know, I mean, that we had the backside of that full moon, which, you know, made the fishing very tough for me. I was having trouble even finding the tarpon, let alone getting them to eat.
Right.
You know, we had a good week. We landed a bunch of good ones and some really big ones.
Yeah, it was a pretty shot on the side of your boat you took with that tarpon head right there. You know, with the fish's head out of the water and holding it, you know, to release it. That was a pretty cool photo.
That was right before I sent her on her way.
Yeah, I like photos like that. Leaves more for the imagination than just dead fish laying on a dock, you know? That's action photos.
It's good stuff. That was a good fish too. You know, that was a big one. Got a artificial. That was a pretty cool one. Like one of my best buds out. You know,
did you catch that on the DOA?
We were all done. Yeah, DOA bait buster.
On the old bait buster, man. Those are working good for you.
Freaking banner year throwing those things, man.
I'm telling you.
They've been working great. And, you know, we're just having a better year for the tarpon in general, just weather more opportunities. You know, I was looking at my Facebook memories and, you know, around like 4 or 5 days ago last year was when we got hit with that crazy storm and there was like 15-foot surf out there, you know?
Yeah.
And, like 12, 13, 15-foot crazy surf. It was completely chocolate milk in the ocean. And then this week it was the exact opposite. Like 0-foot waves, calm blue water, you know.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's awesome. Are you seeing a lot of sharks with your tarpon this year?
Not really, a lot. The average amount. I'm still catching them. I catch some very big sharks out there, you know.
What do you mostly catch? Big black tips, big bulls, or what?
Big black tips, big bulls, the occasional, like, something cool, like a spinner, like, hooked up to, you know, decent tiger sharks and stuff like that, too, out there.
Boy.
Cruise the whole surf with a freaking with a live bait dragging behind your boat, bound to get a couple sharks. I tell you what, I see the tarpon will come up, smell that bait, just go, and they won't even look at it. But if a shark passes by, if I see a shark on the GPS, pass by or something.
Oh, it's gone.
I know. My bait's about to get slammed. They don't turn it down. Yeah.
Texas hots. Hot shark fishing. Well, there's plenty of them in the surf right now. A lot of ankle biters and up to some pretty good ones, too, on occasion. Wade fishermen and boat fishermen are encountering a lot of them.
Yeah.
But they're going to be more where the fish are. You know? Right now, wherever these schools of trout are, there's going to be dolphin, you know, and sharks in there. They have a field day. I just wonder how many speckled trout dolphin eat a year. I mean, that's their primary food source. It's crazy.
They're probably eating more this year with there being less everywhere else.
Yeah.
Out there for them. I saw a pod of dolphins destroying a school of juvenile tarpon the other day at the jetties. They were had them all up on the surface and they were throwing around little 20-pound tarpon, scales flying everywhere. It was crazy.
Yeah, they claim when those dolphins start throwing fish up in there, they're full. They've already fed out and they're full, and then they just start playing with them, chunking them around. We used to.
Yeah, that's what they're doing with these little tarpon.
years ago, I'd catch a big trout and it'd have like claw marks down both sides, and that was from the dolphin teeth, or they'd grab them, and either the you know, trout would get away, or they'd pick it up and throw it in the air, kind of deal. I've seen them playing catch with them at times. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane. The dolphins, the power they have. Once they get really close, you realize, you know, you see them just kind of swimming far away. But when you see them up close and you see them attacking fish and swimming past you and stuff, and you see, like, the wake that they move and the power that they have, it's pretty insane.
Oh, there's you get a tail kick in the legs, they'll break your leg, I guarantee you. I got some power.
Yeah. Yeah.
Heck of a fish. Or mammal.
Yep, mammal. But, you know, we're going to see what happens. Fishing is, you know, like, it's going to be a consistent tarpon fishing. Right now, it's been inconsistent. It's still early in the season with schools of them passing through. You know, there's not any migratory fish movement.
Right.
No, we're still very early in the season. I didn't catch my first big tarpon last year until August. You know, so I'm way ahead of the schedule this year.
Well, that's good.
So that it's going to be a lot earlier for us in August, September.
Right.
And then we'll have that, you know, mid-September, late September, we'll have that redfish run. Things will start kicking in. Come October, depending on the cold fronts and stuff,
true.
I will I'll start redfishing in October pretty heavily and move from the redfishing and move from the tarpon straight up to redfish and snook fishing.
Right.
Knock my winter out doing that and then try to survive the cold season.
Yeah, try to get you a deer hunt in every once in a while. Bad weather days.
I'm taking a little mini vacation for myself. Me and a couple of buddies are heading up to the ranch on Saturday after we.
That's what you were telling me.
Fish. I'm doing that tip tournament. You know, I'm taking a couple friends of mine's kids. You know, on like an easy day deal. I didn't want to fish the actual tournament, but I agreed to my friend's kids because they've got a $50,000 scholarship for the state record lady fish this year. So fishing. Yeah, it's kind of cool. I'm going to go lady fish hunting on Saturday for a few hours with a bunch of kids and see if we can win somebody some college education.
That'll work, man. All right, Brian. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down to Port Isabel and hook up with you, give them some info how they can get a hold of you, bud.
Sure. Cell phone, we can see this way, area code 956-755-9413. Or you can check out my website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, buddy. Well, Brian, stay with them, man. Hit them hard and hit them quick.
Grinding. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
it. Out. All right, Brian. Thank you, buddy. Have a good weekend. All right. That's Captain Brian Barrera down in South Padre. It's time for a break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.